The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You know how I know that the people who are listening right now are actually starting to care about us? Because they're roasting us. And we have the messages to prove it. Good morning. Happy Thursday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And not just one of us, all three of us. We do a game called Who's Lying every Wednesday. And people have to play along. But a lot of people in a car or at home or at work play listening, just like you do The Price is Right or whatever game show, right? So they have to guess who's lying. Immediately, here come the insults. I know Dana's lying because she doesn't cook. Excuse me. I cook just about every day.
Yeah. It's just when we were talking about cooking, right?
Yes, yeah, about cooking. And then Anthony Otto came in and he said, I cannot believe this guy just roasted Anthony. He said, I know Anthony's lying because if he lost 12 pounds, he'd be talking about it. You know how he likes to flex? And then another woman called and she was just going off and she's Automatic, you need to play more Nicki Minaj. I was like, what is going on here?
Nice.
That's love.
Those are good amateur burns.
I mean, if you grew up in a Hispanic neighborhood, you know that's the way people show their love.
Thank you, DJ
Talk
Automatic.
As much ish as possible.
If I am nice to you, that's not really me. That's my representative. When I'm kind of, you know, cutting up a little bit around you, that's love. That's how I show you that I actually care about you. Automatic, I care about you more than anybody.
That's right.
Do you know what? With me, if I start ignoring you, that means you're like my real friend.
Oh, there it is. There it is, dude. Yeah, when I'm not
deep
listening
love.
To you.
All the wives are like, man, my husband must really have be in his feels about me.
I'm kind of nice. I love to be liked.
So. Oh, I'm over to Anthony. He's like,
I got over that a while ago. Yeah.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go start with National Dumplings Day, which I would not know the full history of it, so don't grill me, but I do love me some dumplings.
Shout out to my dad. He put me on the dumpling game.
Ooh. Biscuits, a lot of grease.
Oh, no,
chicken.
We're talking about Asian dumplings. I'm talking.
Oh, yeah. I was talking about Southern dumplings.
Oh, all right. Hey, I didn't know there's multiple dumplings.
There's all kinds of dumplings.
New every day. Right. And we also have National Lumberjack Day, all right? Ooh. Last Thursday in September is known as National Lumberjack Day, but now we're remixing it and calling it National Pancake Day, y'all.
Wait, hold up. We've had like 5 million pancake days, and there's only 365 days in a year. What's up with this?
The pancakes have great PR teams. That's what it is. The best PR team in the food game.
I feel like the people that run the pancake world are in the pockets over there at National Day Calendar.
I think so, too. You know what, though? It is good that we get to eat sugar, and it's like little cakes with syrup on them for breakfast. So go grab you some pancakes. And remember, it is Hispanic Heritage Month. Did you know Latino businesses grew by 57% last year?
Dang.
Hey, we're one of them. Congratulations to us.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
There is a way for you to determine if your partner is being flirty, innocent, or going too far and maybe creating a relationship with somebody. And I'll tell you what the determination is. First, I want to tell you why we're even discussing this. I thought this woman wanted a down of the dam. She's like, no, I just want to have this conversation. I want to know what people think. My boyfriend sent her coworker a text message that said, your haircut looks hot.
That was the extent of the whole text?
They talk about work. That just stood out to her. Okay, they were talking about work, and she said, I had to confront him. He said nothing. Like, it's not a big deal. And she said, wait a minute, calling her hot. And he said, I was giving her a compliment. What is the problem? And so now it's been 2 weeks. And she said, I can't get over the hot haircut. She's like, first of all, if I tell a guy your haircut looks nice, it's not your haircut looks hot, baby.
No, there's
a difference.
He could have picked a better adjective.
Nobody's.
Thank you, DJ Automatic. Thank you.
Nobody's observing other people's haircuts, dog.
Unless they're trying to.
Guys barely rarely notice your own woman's haircut, bro. And you think you're going to pay attention to your random coworkers.
Anthony, so you agree with this woman that he went too far?
I don't think he's on his way to going too far. He's en route to going too far.
I feel like he could possibly be laying foundation.
Guys get bored. And sometimes if you have your own car, right, you're driving your own car and you drive by a nice car lot and you're like, you know what, look at that nice car. That car is hot. Doesn't mean you want to get out your own car.
It may not even be hotter than your car. It's
just
a new car.
You're just observing the car.
Yeah, baby girl. It's just.
But sending her the text message, he could get reported to HR for that one.
True.
Well, only if we tell.
I know HR, dog.
Nobody in here snitching.
You can't be going around telling people that her haircut looks hot.
I would be very upset, Automatic, if you did that. Now, you are complimentary to your
girlfriends. I compliment women all the time. And I know when women change their hair and you pointed out, they love that. So I always do that. But I don't say you look hot. I always say your hair looks nice.
And for the record, you never notice my hair. You always don't notice other people's hair. And it's probably because of the car analogy that Anthony just said. You've been driving this car for a minute.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, Dana, your hair looks nice today.
It does not even look nice. That's such a lie. So how do you determine if your partner's gone too far? There is such a thing as innocent flirting. Since you've been through his entire thread, girl, since you investigated, there's nothing else. Chances are there's nothing else. However, if there are long threads, if they are spending more time talking, if they're going to lunch, if they're hanging out, that's when you have to get worried, because that isn't flirting. That's developing a relationship with somebody.
Oh, don't get worried at that point. Get going. get in your own car, girl, and drive off.
When Dan and I got together, that's basically how it started, as like it was an accidental text, and then it turned into long conversations, then it turned into a relationship.
And a baby. You know what's wild about that automatic? As I'm reading this, I'm physically turning red because I remembered everything about how we went from friends to innocent flirting to where we are today.
Yeah, girl, be worried.
If you want the article, hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I couldn't believe that this brother, who's kind of famous now, refused to show up to his sister's wedding because he had this NFL football game. And I thought to myself, well, if I had a brother and I was getting married, I want them to be there. Kansas City Chiefs running back Carson Steele missed his sister's wedding to make his rookie debut. Now, he did...
As a starter.
Okay, automatic. He did take a handoff.
In place of the injured Isaiah Pacheco.
He did take a handoff from Patrick Mahomes, but his sister was getting a ring on her finger that day.
I mean...
And you can't go?
But you got to touch hands with Patrick Mahomes. That's enough, right?
And you get the opportunity to get an NFL ring at the end of the season.
How much do you care about your sister, automatic? I love my sister to death. Okay,
but
you're going to miss her wedding? You're going to miss her wedding?
I've been working my entire life for this opportunity to start an NFL football game. She has been trying to marry this guy her entire life. My career is going to take precedence. I can watch the videos. She's still going to be my sister. We'll be okay.
And if he was a real bro, he would want me to go too. The groom.
Exactly.
You know?
He'd be like, bro, get out of here.
Am I the only person
that thinks that this was kind of shady? This is your family. Let's take a phone call. Would you want your brother at your wedding, no matter how big his job was?
I still would want him at my wedding, but I understand that that is a lifetime opportunity, and I would want for him to be happy in that situation. If it was just a random football game, yeah, definitely drop that and come to my wedding, because that has more weight to it.
I would be so sad, and I don't even have a brother. I'm an only child. I'm hurt.
Oh, that explains why you were so upset about it. Yeah, you couldn't imagine. But also, like, I'm a little confused, though, D, because you've had 3 weddings.
And nobody was there because I'm an only child, so I didn't have anybody missing my wedding. Everybody showed up to my wedding all 3 times, okay?
I have a brother, and he's a younger brother. He's about 1.5 years younger than me. We grew up really close together, and even so, I would still want him to be happy, because his happiness makes me happy. That's just the type of sister I am.
And you would just share the photos with him. See, I'm greedy. That comes from being an only child. I'm a greedy person.
Well, I'll say this. Your wedding would not have been on national television had your brother not gone to the game to play.
True. And I will say, the Kansas City Chiefs beat Atlanta 22-17, and he was a big part of that. Well, think about Anthony, what he just said too. I have been married 3 times, so she gets a divorce and gets married again, he'll just go to the next wedding.
Exactly.
I'm for sure not going now.
For you to see your sister get married, I'm holding my ground. I think he should have been there.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ice Cube is addressing those Diddy parties. Did he go? Whoa. We're going to play some audio for you right now. Pretty shocking. First, though, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
Streaming star Jinxie celebrating his birthday. Hey. Wrestler Damian Pierce and Serena Williams celebrating her birthday as well.
Ice Cube has been on tour, I feel like, for the past 4 years and selling out all over the country. Seriously. And he's got one of the best shows. Now, he's on stage and he decides to discuss the Diddy parties. And here's what he had to say.
Almost 40 years rocking the mic. And I'm going to tell you right now, me and Dub C ain't never been to a Diddy party, mother.
Thank God.
did not mince words right there. He's like, hey, we've never been, don't want to go, don't want to get invited. I've heard through the grapevine that he and Diddy never really got along.
I mean, you don't see Snoop talking about Diddy. You don't see anybody really from the West Coast talk about Diddy because of the East Coast, West Coast battle that went on in the 90s.
I was just going to ask you, Automatic, do you think it's because it goes that far back to that time period when these people really did not like each other?
It could be that and other things.
I think it's something deeper. He doesn't want to be associated with the weirdness. If you think about it, like, these crazy parties have been going on. I remember growing up and seeing that old Tupac video of, like, I Get Around, and it's like this crazy mansion party with all these, like, half-naked people. So, you know, those
look,
these
Anthony,
parties ain't new.
Hold on. Look, the freak parties are fine as long as you consent. The difference between Diddy and other parties, some of those grown folks were going there and getting drugged and being filmed.
And getting blackmailed.
Yes, and getting blackmailed. There's a difference. If you want to be freaky and you say, yeah, that's good. If you are at a party and somebody drugs you and you don't know what the hell's going on till you wake up, that's not good. Do we see the difference here? I'm just glad that Ice Cube came out and said that, and I think he's picking a little bit.
Yeah.
He didn't have to say that. He's doing it because the beef does go all
the way
back.
No, I think he's just establishing because of all the internet rumors that are going around that's trying to associate every single celebrity to Diddy right now. He's like, hey, I wasn't there.
All right. Tap in with your thoughts. Call or text 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Oh, this first What the What story. Tom Waddington is on a quest to row across the Atlantic Ocean all by himself. And this past weekend, he was feeling lonely when thousands of whales decide to accompany him on his trip.
What?
Now, think about how scary that is. He actually recorded the moment it happened.
This is so cool.
So he's excited.
Whales,
right? He's excited.
But they've just come to say hello.
Yeah, he's lonely.
I was just
they
getting a bit
him.
Down because it's been raining all morning.
I'm 2 hours in now to run with these thousands of whales. Myself, they're gonna hit the boat. I can't believe it. It's an amazing sight, but also so scary.
Okay, the whales left. The whales finally left. Oh, I know.
Well, I guess
I
he would have been able to post a video had they not left.
I think the whales were giving him a message. Look, we like you visiting, but don't stay long, Tom. Don't. Bro. This is our house right here.
One time we were in Mexico, we were on a smaller boat, and this whale came right up next to us.
Automatic.
Was like the size of an apartment building, and it could have flipped over the boat very easily.
And it, like,
everyone was like, oh, yeah, yeah. And all I kept thinking was, I hope you all can swim.
Automatic, no, you screamed like this. That's exactly what you did right there.
All right, we're going to go over to Los Angeles, where one of the biggest crypto scam artists in American history is finally caught. Malone Liam, a 21-year-old man from Los Angeles, and his good friend Geraldine Serrano, they stole and laundered $230 million in cryptocurrency from a victim in Washington, D.C.
How did they get the money and where did they spend it? How did they get caught?
They had to know they were getting caught because they went to every single nightclub from Los Angeles to Miami. They spent millions of dollars. In one nightclub in Miami, they were passing out Birkin bags.
Oh, man.
I don't think they knew they were going to get caught. They're 21-year-olds with $240 million. What are you doing at that age with that kind of money?
I had $3,500 from the government for my student loan and I took it all to Miami and did the same thing.
True story right there, DJ Automatic, because I didn't have any fun, yet I had to help you pay it back as your wife. Damn.
Thanks. The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Earlier today, we were talking about these guys that got busted stealing $240 million worth of crypto.
Yes.
The FBI's caught up with them, okay? But all of us have had a moment, maybe even when you were younger, where you spent your money on something really stupid.
Ooh.
But you don't regret it because you kind of had a good time doing it. You know what I mean? When I was really young, I bought my first house. I was a single mom at 15. My mom was so beautiful in the fact that she co-signed for me. And I saved my money. I scrimped. I didn't go out. I didn't do anything and bought that house. Well, I flipped it and I made a lot of money. You have to understand. I'm just going to say it. Having a poor mentality, sometimes you have a little money. You're like, I want to act rich.
Oh, there it is. So you flipped the house.
Man, I flipped the house. I had all this money. Went out and bought stupid things, Chanel bags and, you know, Jimmy Choo shoes and things I don't have now. But you know what? I look good back then.
There it is, dude.
I look good at the club and I pulled up my stuff.
No wonder we're married now because when I was like 21, 22, I was out there buying Gucci and Dolce and Gabbana, Ferragamo.
Oh.
You know, I'd be the guy with like $500 sunglasses on and $20 jeans. Anybody who actually has money knows that, like, look at this jet.
You guys are like a match made in heaven. You guys
for sure.
Both combined together equal one very affordable outfit.
I'm smaller now. I'm smarter now, not smaller. I'm smarter now and smaller, by the way. I'm smarter now with my money. But sometimes you just feel like flexing a little bit and also having fun.
Yeah, dude.
You know?
Chanel gloves over here.
What have you done, Ant? Because we're not the only ones over here wasted our money.
Anthony had to throw the Chanel gloves in.
A lot of my ill-advised, dumb mistakes are not as materialistic as fancy Gucci labels over here at DJ Automatic. When you say Dolce & Gabbana, I just think of that one Borat skit where he's like, Dolce & Gabbana.
I still have the jacket.
I think of Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah. I throw good parties, dog. I throw fun parties. And one year at one of my parties, I bought tamales as party favors.
Well, that's good.
Right? And I bought about three dozen tamales, and everyone loved them. It was a hit. So
that's
next
not a waste
year,
of money.
Everyone's like, yo, we need more tamales again. Those are the hit for the party. And there's a miscommunication. I ended up buying 500 tamales, dog. I don't even know how to divide that by 12, but that's how many tamales I bought, bro. So by the end of it, it was close to $1,000 worth of tamales, dog.
So you came out upside down on the soiree.
Oh, I came out upside down, overweight on the scale and everything, bro. I was eating tamales until the springtime.
Hey, you are the tamale kingpin now.
Was this for your birthday party, though?
Yes, dude.
Oh, but you had something to unwrap for your birthday since you're born on Jesus' birthday.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.